An impressive effort by the Patriots. It's Rob Ninkovich joining us here in studio. That's cutting up a, what, three, the first three series as a first-team defense. It seemed like that was as aggressive as I remember you guys. Is that the plan going in, be aggressive and try to attack that Tampa Bay front you saw all week?
Yeah, you know, I think when you can come out as a defense and start fast like we did, it really helps you, you know, kind of set the tempo for the rest of the game. So anytime as a defense you can come out and get them in third and long situation, get a sack on the first series, sack on the second series, sack on the third series, I mean, it's a good start. So, you know, right now, preseason, we're still working to, you know, tighten everything up.
Did you guys do anything different this week than the week before? Or was it just simply you just won your one-on-one battles? Because you guys are all over the backfield.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the way you're going to win in this league is beating the guy you're going against, you know, whatever position you're playing. So, you know, I think that playing Tampa, we did a good job of just winning our one-on-ones and, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback.
Is that something you felt you have to work with them all week long that you guys
take
advantage of?
When you're practicing somebody, you know, obviously it's not somebody that likes Sebastian or I'm going against him every day. You know, a new guy comes in, a new competition, he's from another team. So you can study some of the footwork stuff and how they're going to play you, and then when you play them, it actually does help. I mean, practicing them a couple of times because you know exactly what, you know, how their set is, where their hands are going to be, as opposed to just watching tape and, you know, like you do in the regular season.
How different is the approach when you're playing a team like Tampa, who you're going to see in the regular season, versus Philadelphia, you're going to see once in the preseason, then sort of move on? You have to be careful with how much you're showing from a scheme standpoint?
Well, I mean, obviously you're not going to go out there and, you know, show the whole game plan out to somebody you're going to play in 4 or 5 weeks. But, you know, I think that we did a good job of going out there and just playing football. And I'm sure those guys are, you know, they're thinking about, hey, we got to play these guys in 5 weeks, you know. So just going out there and setting the tone.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what was going through your mind, because I know what was going through every single Patriots fan's mind when Tom Brady hit the ground and kind of walked off the field.
Yeah, I mean, that's a scary situation, but, you know, that's one thing you got to deal with in football is just things unexpectedly happen. So, you know, happily, you know, he was fine and everything turned out okay for us.
I mean, you guys have the next man up theory, right? Everybody do their job, but yeah. When it's number 12, it's...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I can jump back there under center and throw any strikes. So, yeah, definitely, he's the best quarterback in the league, so you want to keep him upright and okay.
You've got to experience a couple different types of training camps. The type where you put pads on, you would go 2-a-days. If I practice in the morning, then the afternoon,
yeah.
Smashing into each other. And now where it's, well, I think Jonathan Kraft mentioned you have like 11 padded practices all year, and they keep track of it, and the new mm-hmm. CBA protects you. How different is training camp now than it was, say, a couple of years ago?
Well, I can remember my rookie season like it was yesterday. I was in Jackson, Mississippi on old turf, 2-a-days. And, yeah, the body feels a lot different.
Is that good for the knees, the old turf?
The old turf, yeah, oh. The AstroTurf on your knees, elbows, scraping your skin off. But, you know, now with the new CBA, it just helps your body kind of stay stronger, fresher. You know, you're able to lift a little bit more and keep the strength on that you gain in the off season, as opposed to, you know, practicing too hard, 2-a-day practices with pads on and, you know, trying to lift in the morning before that or after. It's kind of tough. So, you know, you definitely feel better as far as, you know, not being as beat up.
Does it matter, though, once you get deep into the season? Because I'm guessing your body's going to get beat up
yeah,
no matter what.
Once you get in the season, I mean, you just have to be smart and, you know, realize that everything, you know, nutrition, sleep, that all comes into helping you stay, you know, fresh for the end of the year. So it's when the season starts, no matter what, you know, camp was like, you're going to get, you know, your bumps and bruises. So, again, you just have to deal with it and roll with it.
Can you explain if there's any difference when a guy like Tommy Kelly gets put alongside Vince Wilfork, you know, those two towers in the middle of a defensive line?
Yeah.
Does that make your job easier?
Well, I mean, I look a lot shorter next to Tommy out there, that's for sure. I feel like a little kid out there when I'm next to Tom because he's like 6'8". But, no, I mean, those guys are, you know, been doing it a long time. You know, Tommy in Oakland, you know, he's done great things out there as an inside D-tackle. So I'm happy to have him next to me. And, you know, I know it's going to be harder for teams to run inside with those two guys in there.
You know, obviously, offensive linemen, they enjoy when they run the ball, right? Because It's just something that they feel better about or gains them confidence. What about you on the outside? Do you ever just look at it and say, man, let's just go after this guy. Let's just attack. It looked like you guys did at the end of the year last year. I don't know if it was like Tlaib showing up or not, but we saw that again. It looked like a lot of fun. Is that something as a defensive end you're just like, listen, let's just go get this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoy stopping the run and getting after the quarterback. I mean, you got to be able to do both in this league, especially now the way it's changing. So, you know, I think that, you know, a tight end, every time a tight end comes over my way, I want them to think, like, man, I really don't want to go after 50, but they're making me. So, you know, you got to have that mentality of, you know, okay, you're going to try and run the ball, stop the run. You know, they can't do that. Let's let them throw the ball, get after the quarterback when they're throwing. So, you know, as a defender, you know, it's a great feeling when you can kind of get after people like that.
Your coach has talked about that difference between year one and year two. You know, the experience you get is maybe the biggest jump you make from the rookie year to your second year. You got two guys in this defense, and Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. A lot of people are expecting a lot out of those guys. Can you speak to that first year to second year, how different it is, and is it easier that second year once you've had a training camp under your belt?
Yeah, definitely. You know, your rookie year is pretty tough. You know, these guys go from the end of their college career to, you know, going off, you know, train somewhere in, you know, Arizona or someplace. Then they go to the combine and they have all these meetings to, you know, with these different teams and traveling around. Then you get to the team, then you got mini camps and rookie camp. Then you go to training camp and you really don't know what to expect, you know. So now that they've kind of had their first year under their belt of, you know, I'm in the NFL, I've done this, you know, I can make some plays, you know, they've made plays, now they got their confidence, been there, done that, so now it's, you know, they had a nice off season to kind of get their minds right, you know, and then start, you know, getting strong and getting back into football. So now that with the second year, they know what to expect, and, you know, a 16-game season plus playoffs, it's a lot different than college.
How different will this week be for you guys? That third preseason game, Detroit, maybe you start planning a little bit more than you have the first two. Do you attack this game differently, being the third game?
Well, I mean, every game's the same, really, the way you want to prepare for it.
Will you game plan for this one?
Yeah, of course. You know, you always game plan for anybody that you're playing. But really, you just want to come out and really, in the preseason games, get fundamentally sound. You know, you want to have everyone in the right spots, you know, doing their job. So, you know, the better that we can all do that as a defense and get on the same page, it's just going to continue to go into the, you know, week one of the regular season.
All right, now, were you there as a spectator or a future fighter Saturday night for
UFC? I'm not getting hit. I can't get hit like that.
Why not?
Those heavyweight guys, you got kicked right in the chin.
Rob the Rock Nikovich? No, you can't get in there? Oh, the Rock's probably taken. That's probably
that's not a good one. You know, the whole fighting thing, those guys, you know, they're just a different breed. You know, they go in there and, you know, they come out, their faces, they don't even look like the same person anymore.
Isn't that what you do as a football player? You're attacking quarterbacks,
attacking
offensive
people.
Line. It's
you're
the same. You could
people.
Fight. You could have been on that fight card Saturday.
You know, I got
night.
A nice face mask on. The wife can recognize me when I get home, you know. I wrestled a little bit in high school. You know, it's definitely not easy what those guys are doing. So tons of respect to everybody that's
See,
into that.
You can get Chandler's brother in there in that locker room
I mean.
And teach you some handwork, right, to get those offensive linemen off.
Well, he's like throwing elbows at people. So
you can't do that?
You know, an elbow on a helmet, that doesn't feel too good, but and the refs are looking for that. But, it was a great experience to be there and, you know, see kind of what those guys are doing. And, you know, it's definitely impressive.
A lot of your teammates, UFC fans, have become something that the guys talk about.
Especially with Chandler's brother, you know, Bones Jones being the champ.
He's kind of good.
He's decent, you know. I always mess with Chandler. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, grapple a little bit, try and fight your brother. And he's just like, no, you don't want to do that. But
we need you next week. Yeah. We don't want to do that.
I don't need an arm bar or, you know, dislocated elbow. But, you know, again, it's when you're that close and seeing, you know, how they're really getting after each other, and then afterwards they just hug each other and, you know, say, hey, great fight. You know, it's nuts to me. I can't, you know, I'm like, wow, they just beat up each other for, you know, three-minute rounds, you know, and it's impressive.
All right, so
stamina
football for now. We're going to stick football.
I'm sticking
UFC.
With football,
okay.
Yeah.
People
and
want
after,
to know.
You know, I take enough hits ahead, you know, playing football. I don't need to get punched.
It's a Patriots Monday. Rob Ninkovich joining us, brought to you by Toshiba Business Solutions. Rob, appreciate the time.
All right, thanks,
we'll
guys.
Talk to you soon. Rob Ninkovich here in studio.